Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you that you chose to call us out of darkness into your marvelous light. And we so appreciate that. And thank you, as we've learned this last week, that we are your chosen people, that to declare the praises of you who's called us out of the darkness. So thank you for that, Lord. Thank you that we can know and perceive, even in our word this morning, that there's two types of people: those that are lost, that haven't found you, and those that you've called and they have found you. Those that are in the flesh and those that are in the spirit. I thank you, Lord. Just keep us in your spirit, to not being seduced by the deception out there, the devil that comes to lie, steal, kill, and destroy. Because thank you, Lord, that we are in you, and in you we find life and life in abundance. In Jesus' name, amen.
We read Psalm 140 from this 4 and 5 from the TPT translation. Keep me safe, Lord, out of reach from these wicked and violent men, and guard me, God, for they have plotted an evil scheme to ruin me and bring me down. They are proud and insolent, and they have set an ambush for me in secret. They are determined to snare me in their net like captured prey. Pause in his presence.
Hallelujah. As we just mentioned in our prayer this morning, you know, that you either in the kingdom of light, the light of God's love and favor for his children, or you in the kingdom of darkness. And, you know, just to understand that anyone outside of Christ is antichrist and is lost. And then, how can I say they're violent and, what to say, an evil men? It's because they're still caught up in their righteousness, and that is unrighteousness and self-righteousness. So it's violence in the sense in that they say false prophets. They're not where they're supposed to be. And this is why you don't want to get caught up in that snare. You want to stay. You've been called out of darkness to be spiritual people, to live by faith and not live by you think. Many times this is a thing, you think it's your dreams and it's your plans, but it's the plans of the evil one. There's only two powers: the devil, who comes to lie, steal, kill, and destroy, and Jesus, that comes to give life and life in abundance. And so, just as assets of the spirit, we've been there, we've been born in the natural, carnal, doing our own thing, trying to make our own way, pushing into our own dreams. But praise God, God arrested us by his love. Those that he predestined, he called, and those he calls, he continually calls and leads to be justified, to be just like Jesus, and walk in the footsteps of Jesus. And then those that desire to walk in the footsteps of Jesus, live by faith, he glorifies. So the whole encouragement this morning is, you've come, you on the broad way or you're on the narrow way. Us that has come through the narrow way, we are the healthy trees that bear good fruit. If you haven't come through the door, which is Jesus, you an unhealthy tree, and you bear bad fruit. And if you've come through the door bearing fruit, it's because you know the Lord. This is eternal life. You know the Father and you know the Son. If you haven't come through, you don't know them. And then if you come through and you know them, you are someone who's heard the word, you're obedient to, and you are building your house on the rock, and the storms, the testings, the squeezings won't bring you down. But if you haven't come through the door, which is Jesus, and you're on the Broadway, trees bearing a bad fruit, you don't know the Lord, you will also not listen to the Lord, and you won't be obedient, and you will say, get away, I don't know you, because you are building your house on the sand. Jesus has come to be the savior of this world. He's come to call out a people that to know him, a royal nation, a holy people, to know him and walk with him and be his fragrance and fulfilling His plan for us in this world, a unique plan that each and every one of us has got, predestined in Christ to be holy and blameless in love. So the message this morning is, man, stay on the highway of holiness, because you on the highway of holiness, bearing fruit, knowing your Lord, being obedient to him. Amen.
Amen.